My friends, from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 14, and I'll beginning with verse 14, but to set the context here, Jesus has just been told that his cousin John had been executed. And this has just rocked him to his core. You know, he was fully God, but he's also fully human, and all those human emotions that you can imagine finding out someone close to you has been murdered is just rocking him, and he needed to get away for some time. So he got in a boat by himself and he headed out for some time alone. But the crowds followed him, and we're told that when he went ashore, he saw the great crowd and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. So even in his own grief and just his own sorrow, he put that aside for the people that he saw before him, and he healed them. We're told that when the evening had come, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all who ate were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, not including women and children. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. About 9 years ago, I took our youth on a mission trip to West Virginia. And the house that we were working on was of a woman who had very little means. However, she had 3 other homeless families living with her. And each day we would go, and when we broke for lunch, we would sit down in the shade somewhere and eat. And we would have a devotional time at that time. And as was our custom, we would invite the people we were serving to join us. And of those about 14 people living in that home, only one did. A little 6-year-old boy. And he would sit with us, and we would share our food with him, and he would listen. On the last day that we were there, on Friday, we broke for lunch, and this little boy came over. And when he did, he had 3 apples that he picked from the back tree and a tube of bubblegum balls that he wanted us to have. And we politely declined, but he insisted. And we were just blown away, because we came there to serve him, to help him, to give to him, and all he wanted to do was to give to us. This little boy who had no home, he had no toys, he had no bed of his own, and really he had 1 pair of clothes and another one in the house. And yet he wanted to give us his one possession, a tube of bubblegum balls. And it just rocked us, because we had come to serve and to show Christ to him, but Christ was already there for us in the form of that little boy. That little boy had such a big heart, and he reminds me of the young boy who gave the disciples the 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, Matthew doesn't tell us that, but the other Gospels do. This story is filled with rich teachings. It's the only miracle that's recorded by all 4 gospel writers. And so there must be something that we're supposed to get out of this. And there are many things. We could focus on just, you know, the doubt of the disciples, or the compassion that Jesus had for the people, or we could talk about the miracles themselves, or the generosity of this little boy. But I want to focus on what was for dinner. The 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's not much, is it? The gospel records that on that hillside that day, there were 5,000 men in attendance. But it says that doesn't include the women and children. And so many scholars believe there were upwards to 10,000 people that were fed that day. They followed Jesus into the countryside to hear him speak and to be healed. And as you can imagine, that took most of the day. And as it was getting later in the evenings and the disciples were feeling their stomachs starting to growl, they went to Jesus and said, "Lord, it's getting late. Why don't you send the people home where they can get some supper?" However, Jesus, he wasn't done yet. But knowing that the people were hungry, probably especially the children, he says, "They don't need to go anywhere. You feed them." Can you imagine the look on the disciples' face? "Wait, what? No, Lord, you don't understand. We didn't bring any food. You know, we don't have anything. We don't have anything but 5 loaves and 2 fish. Lord, we don't have anything but 5 loaves and 2 fish. How often have you heard that or something like it? Isn't that or something like it what people usually say when they're overwhelmed by a situation? You know, it's the person who's unemployed and looking for a job, and they send resume after resume after resume, and they don't even get a courtesy response of acknowledgement back that the company's received their request. And they just don't know what to do. They don't know where to look. They're like, I don't know what to do. All I have are 5 loaves and 2 fish. You know, it's the spouse trying to save their marriage and just tired from being the only one trying and praying that the passion that was once there may be sparked again. But they're afraid that it's too late because all they have left in them is 5 loaves and 2 fish. It's the person with a health issue and their prescriptions are just skyrocketing, but the insurance company doesn't want to help anymore, and they just don't know where to turn because all that's in their bank account are 5 loaves and 2 fish. It's the small church clinging to traditions and memories of better days and trying to recapture that energy and vitality that they once had, a time when almost everyone went to church, when volunteerism was high and youth were plentiful and resources were great and the offering plates full. But now people say they're more spiritual than religious and they claim attachment to a church, but they're not regular attenders, and volunteers are few, resources are spare, and offerings are small. And they're wondering, the church is asking, how can we get back to where we were, or even more pressing, how can we just keep the doors open when all we have are 5 loaves and 2 fish? Many people feel they don't even have 5 loaves or 2 fish. Like the psalmist in Psalm 42:3, they cry out, "My tears have been my food day and night." All we have are 5 loaves and 2 fish. So what do you want us to do? My friends, if you have ever been in or currently are in a situation like that, know you're in good company. The disciples on that evening when Jesus said, "Feed the multitudes," they were like, "What are we going to do?" You know, the people came to see Jesus, to hear Jesus, just to be near him. And even though it was late and they were hungry, they didn't want to leave. They were afraid they'd miss out on something he would say or do. I'm sure they sensed that a crowd this big, getting hungry, getting late, could get unruly. And so they knew they didn't have enough food to feed them. They knew there wasn't enough money in the cash bag on Judas's hip. And even though there's seems like there's a Sheetz on every corner, there wasn't one in Bethsaida that night. So they're wondering, what does he want us to do? And Jesus says, "You give them something to eat." Typical Jesus, right? Always asking us to do more than we can and to give more than we have. Walk the extra mile, love the unlovable, forgive the unforgivable, stand with those who can't stand for themselves. None of which is easy. It's hard and sometimes impossible. After all we have are 5 loaves and 2 fish. But lucky for the disciples and us, the story doesn't end there. It doesn't end with Jesus asking for the impossible and then letting us figure it out. "You give them something to eat," he said. And the disciples' answer was, "With what?" And Jesus says, "Bring them to me. Bring them to me." John tells us that when Jesus saw the desperate and sick people, he had compassion on them. And now Jesus is looking into the eyes of his overwhelmed and exasperated disciples, and he has compassion on them as well. He says, "Bring them to me." And so they bring the bread and the fish to him. He blesses them, and he gives thanks for them and hands it back to the disciples to distribute among the people. And you know what? Everyone, every man, woman, and child ate until their bellies were full. And when they gathered up what was left, they had 12 baskets full. My friends, for those of you who are in need of something, employment or anything, for those clinging to hope, for you, the church, for anyone who's asking the question, how are we going to do this? There's good news. Do you have what it takes to handle the situation you're in? Probably not, because if you did, you would have done it by now, right? After all you have are 5 loaves and 2 fish. However, we have a friend who whispers, "Bring them to me. Just bring them to me." All your fears, your doubts, your anxieties, your hopes, your dreams, your responsibilities, your burdens, your responsibilities, bring them to me. As individuals and as a church, we need to accept our Lord's invitation. For if he took a young boy's lunch and fed 10,000 people, he can do it again if we will just bring the little we have to him. But you know, too often we base our goals and our dreams and even our ministries of the church on how little we have instead of what Christ can do. We all at times feel overwhelmed by the world, whether it be income, employment, broken relationships, poor health, lack of friends, or issues in the church. But listen, do you hear it? It's Jesus. And he says, "Bring them to me." Our psalmist this morning sang out, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help, it comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." The people that day were in need, and they were sick, they were hungry, and they lifted their eyes to the hill, and there was the Lord. They cast their hopes, their dreams, their concerns, their illnesses, even their hunger. Jesus said, "Bring them to me," and he provided for them in abundance. So my friends, whatever your situation, whatever your concern, whether it be personal or for a friend or for the church, when life seems too big and you just feel too small, remember there is someone close to you that is there to do what you can't. Our friend Jesus can take our meager handfuls of bread and fish and turn them into a feast. However little you have, whether it be talent or knowledge or energy or health or money or resources or hope or love, Jesus is still softly saying, "Bring them to me." And with his help, our little will be enough, or even more than enough. Amen? Amen. Amen. Amen.